At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
8:43, 17 till 9. Melanie Talia joins us now, President and CEO of the New Orleans Police and Justice Foundation. Melanie, it's been a while. How you doing? Good to talk to you again.
I'm well, Tommy. How are you?
I am okay. Tell me about the survey, about the underpinnings of it. Who pays for it, and why is it that you do it?
So the survey began in 2009, so this is our 16th annual survey. The survey is sponsored by the Greater New Orleans Foundation, GNO Inc., and the Business Council of New Orleans. The survey was started, however, by the New Orleans Crime Coalition, and it continues to be a project of the Crime Coalition, and we certainly are grateful to our steadfast funders that allow us to conduct this critical perception survey every year.
Tell me what this year's found.
So this year's has a lot of really good news in it. I'll start with the superintendent. Her approval rating is at 47%. Last year it was at 40%, and of course she's only been here 2 years, but that is moving up 16 points from an all-time low in 2023 when our superintendent rating, or our NOPD satisfaction rating, excuse me, the NOPD satisfaction rating was at 31%. We're also seeing that the community continues to feel safer, not only in their own neighborhoods, but across the city of New Orleans. More than 80%, I think it was 84%, Tommy, said they feel safe in their own neighborhood, and more than 50% think the entire city of New Orleans is getting safer.
How do you explain that difference? I was talking to Chief Serpas a couple of minutes ago. He said it's about interactions between civilians and officers. Is it about what people see on TV, about the interaction? What would you say, Melanie?
Well, Tommy, I think it's a little bit of everything. First of all, crime is down. The superintendent and her team, kudos to them and their local, federal, and state partners for the great work that they are doing to apprehend our most violent offenders, to put them behind bars, and to make the streets of New Orleans safer. And I think all of us are experiencing that. And coupled with what we experience in our everyday lives, now, sadly, we did start off January 1 with a tragic, horrific event. But since that time, we hosted a Super Bowl. We've hosted Mardi Gras, Jazz Fest, French Quarter Fest, and the list goes on. And we have done it very, very well. So I think the community is really feeling that positivity and that hard work of the police department.
The jail.
And we're also starting to see the use of technology.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Please go ahead.
Oh, I was saying we're also seeing an increased use of technology in working as a force multiplier and helping to keep the streets safe.
You know, when I saw that 10 years ago, I went to Europe and I was in Ireland watching a show on the BBC, and it was about proactive policing, and they were real-time monitoring of crime cameras, and they were able to prevent a crime before it happened. A lady was walking in an area where she shouldn't have been walking. And this was over 10 years ago, and I came back and told that story, and people were just livid about absolutely not invasion of privacy, this, that, the other thing. Do you sense there's been a change as it relates to that kind of thing, Melanie, with people being accepting of perhaps interactive policing in real time?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Crime camera monitoring?
Absolutely. I think there was a time when folks felt like, oh, well, this is going to be Big Brother watching. And I think we're seeing less of that now. People are beginning to understand how technology can be used in a very positive way that will impact public safety, and that is done in a constitutional manner. You know, we, the Police Foundation, have promoted technology for a very long time, and in particular, cameras, which we were able to, with the partnership of the Real-Time Crime Center, install pole-mounted white box cameras at all the on-ramps and exit ramps of the interstate going through New Orleans East. And those cameras have served the community well in capturing crimes as they have happened in real time, as well as capturing crimes, you know, points of ingress or the egress as criminals leave from a crime scene.
Is there any real-time monitoring, as far as you know, that NOPD does?
The Real-Time Crime Center is monitored absolutely 24/7. They have a staff of technicians who are there 24/7, and when a call comes in and those monitors queue up, they're able to provide boots on the ground, real-time information. You know, and I think it's important to point out that that's not only crime-related. The name of the facility, obviously, is Real-Time Crime Center, but those cameras are used for all public safety vehicles. They're used to help EMS navigate streets. As we know, we've got a lot of streets that are torn up, and they might need some help getting from point A to point B. The same is true for our fire department. Same is true for flooding, the dumping of tires. The cameras have served New Orleanians very, very well.
When it comes to number of officers, does this say anything about that? Because the number is what? How many active officers now in NOPD? And is there a number that they're shooting for, what a goal is?
Unfortunately, yes, Tommy. That is the one place where NOPD did not perform very well in this survey. The community has made their perceptions known, and that is that NOPD could do a better job of recruiting and retaining their police officers. As of right now, we're at 896 commissioned officers. I believe the superintendent has said something in the neighborhood of 1,200 would be ideal. But until then, you know, our officers are working hard. We always say, if you see an officer, please say thank you, because they and their families are sacrificing a lot. But this is another reason why we go back to technology, and the community has spoken. There is an overwhelming support for the use of facial recognition and other technologies as force multipliers for the police department.
Do you know, and I don't mean to drill down on this, I don't want to waste a lot of time on this, but what I was watching in Ireland, Melanie, was the police looking at a woman that was inebriated walking down the street, getting to walk down an alley where there were some people, and no good was going to come from that, so they dispatched a unit to kind of make sure she got home safely. Anything, does NOPD get involved in anything like that at all? Or do they have the manpower to even get involved with anything like that?
Tom, the NOPD and the Real-Time Crime Center are not in the habit of gratuitously watching what's happening on the streets of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. But certainly if a call comes in, whether that's through 911 or that's a citizen calling a local district or maybe even just walking in to say, hey, I've seen something of concern, then certainly that is an opportunity for the police department and the Real-Time Crime Center to tune in on a camera and see what's going on and how they can prevent a crime from happening.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I want to talk a little bit more about 84% saying the neighborhood is safe, 54% saying the city as a whole is safe, and how that compares with previous surveys. And also, I don't know if the survey addressed it or not, have I been calling you Melanie? Melania, I'm sorry. What is it? Melania, right?
It's Melanie.
Melanie, okay. I have been calling you the right name. They got it misprinted on the sheet, and I just saw it for the first time. 8:51, 9 till 9, more with Melanie Talia when we come back, WWL. 8:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. You know somebody, you talk to them for years and years and years, and then you see something printed on a piece of paper and it doubts everything you think you know. Melanie Talia is our guest, president and CEO of the New Orleans Police and Justice Foundation. Is there any reason that you guys know of why violent crime is down so much, why murders are down so much?
Oh, Tommy, I think that is a direct credit to Superintendent Kirkpatrick and her team and the strategies that they have put into place. When, you know, going back to 2022, the Police Foundation, engaged the services of a consultant. Last name was Pichardo. Mm-hmm. He put into place some strategies, and shortly thereafter, Superintendent Kirkpatrick joined us, and she built upon those strategies with her own knowledge and creativity and put together an amazing team, not to mention forged partnerships with local, state, and federal agencies that were not as strong as they could have been. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to say thank you to our women and men at the NOPD and across the board for picking up the most violent offenders and putting them behind bars.
So as you go through this report, and I'm terrible at reading reports and surveys, what really stood out to you, Melanie?
Across the board, the community perception of the New Orleans Police Department is improving every day. It's better this year than it was last year, and last year it was better than the year before. And it's not just feeling safe in their own neighborhoods or feeling safe in the city, but it's also genuine community support for our officers and giving them what they need to do the best job that they can do. So the community is supporting better homicide investigations, better armed robbery investigations, better technology. Let's use facial recognition. Let's use the tools that we have available to keep our community safe.
Did this address clearance rates with homicides at all, or response time or anything like that?
Homicide clearance rates and response times are not included in the survey, but I can tell you at this point in the game, NOPD has a 91% clearance rate, and that's well at the top of the country, if not ahead of everybody. We truly, truly, New Orleans truly is leading the nation in crime reduction and how to make it happen.
And the reports that Jason Williams is getting from NOPD, everything's, because, you know, we had a mess there for a long time, Melanie, but now everything seems to be working well.
There's always room for improvement, Tommy, but absolutely. I think the relationship there has gotten better. And as long as there's an open line of communication, obviously we need the superintendent and the district attorney to work together. But that's not the be-all and end-all. We also need the community. So if you see something, say something. And please, by all means, if the police come to talk to you, talk to them. If the DA's office comes to talk to you, talk to them.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. Melanie Talia, President and CEO, New Orleans Police and Justice Foundation. We're going to talk about working in an oyster hatchery when we come back and the new off-bottom oyster fisheries that they have. And then we'll talk with Mike Haas, Voice of the Saints, about black and gold. A lot coming up. Stay with us. WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.